7:56 on KMHL, and time for the Breakfast Time Report, brought to you by Florida Ceilings Interior Designs Showroom, located on West Main Street in Marshall. Glad to have you with us this morning as we start off with much more pleasant morning today. 57 degrees, although it's overcast, the humidity is down, and those winds not nearly and what they were yesterday as well. So glad for that. Should be a nice day today. We'll look at your forecast here coming up in just a bit during the Breakfast Time Report. But another day of some special guests in studio in our Breakfast Time Report, which we're excited about. The School of Rock is coming to Marshall on the stage, and we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning with a few of the cast members that are involved with the production. Jim Radloff is Dewey. Holly Olson is with us as well. And Kayla Clemens in studio this morning as well. Good morning, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming down. Well, let's start. Let's just go around the table. Jim, we'll start with you as one of the lead characters. Dewey, tell us a little bit about your involvement in this show and past involvement with productions through Mask and others.
Okay, past involvement first. I've been doing shows with Mask for about 22 years at this point.
Okay.
And this one, I auditioned and I got a role. So,
okay, all right.
We did split the cast on a couple of the roles, so I'm Dewey the last three shows, and we've got another fellow named Raxon who's Dewey the first three.
Okay, all right. Very good. We'll talk about that in a minute, too. Holly, how about you?
Yeah, so this is my first official role with Mask. My daughter, Kayla, who's with me today, she started with Mask last year, and so I helped behind the scenes. And so we've started kind of practicing together, and that led me to audition. And so with this role, I'm Mrs. Mooneyham, and then I play some other background roles as well.
Okay. All right. Very good. Kayla, how about you?
I play Katie. I've been doing theater since I was like 9, going on 10.
Okay.
And my first production at Mask was Cinderella, and that was when, you know, COVID was still a big thing. So
oh, sure.
Some stuff like went wrong, but it was actually really fun, and so I decided to keep doing it, and I've done quite a few performances since then.
And now you talked mom into doing it too. How much better does it get, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about, you know, you mentioned COVID. You'd mentioned it as we were talking earlier, Jim, that, you know, the split cast kind of was necessitated out of what happened during COVID and just making sure we've got people in roles every night.
Yeah. So a couple of theaters have made a shift more toward doing that where, you know, If a major performer gets COVID, then it can be really hard to get an understudy in time.
You know, sure.
We a couple of years ago, we did a show and one person got sick and we had someone who was able to step in for that one performance.
Okay.
But with COVID, we can easily have someone, you know, get a couple people sick, and we want to make sure that doesn't happen. So we it also makes it a little less of a strain on a couple of different cast members, because if someone has a wedding out of town or a funeral,
sure,
they have to go to or anything like that, they don't have to panic about taking a day off.
Right.
And it also just, you know, kind of takes the pressure off the people who have to get all their lines down. So, okay, Raxon can cover this date. You don't have to panic.
Right. It can be, especially for those big roles, like you said, it can be quite the undertaking to take those on. And just with the busyness of life, to make sure we've got people that can do those things, that's great. School of Rock, of course, folks might know it as the Jack Black movie. Mm-hmm. But talk a little bit about what you're going to see different between the movie and what School of Rock on the stage looks like.
Well, for one thing, it's, as you said, on a stage,
yeah.
So it's not actually people going back and forth between in a school and,
additional music.
The Marshall Area Stage Company's been doing, certainly, kind of bear the lead, Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote the music to this, so it's it's got some very different music to it. So, you know, he had the rights to some of the songs that are referenced. You know, the one kid at her audition still sings Memories from Cats because Andrew Lloyd Webber had rights, but some of the other ones they don't have the rights to, so they change a couple of the songs. And he writes songs.
Sure. Okay, very good. So you're going to hear a lot of music as a part of this. Give us maybe a synopsis of the story, Holly, just what the story is if people maybe didn't see the movie or haven't seen the stage show.
Yeah, sure. So basically, this is a very uptight private school, and the parents pay a lot of money for their children to go to this school. Kind of on the other end of this, you have a kind of a hard beat rockster who is not doing very well in his life, and he kind of slides in to a temporary teaching position and really just kind of disrupts the whole lives of these children. And teaches them rock and roll, which they have never been exposed to. They had some background in like classical music training, and so it kind of switches them over to rock and roll, and they have a great time with it. And I know the kids on stage are loving the music, although I will have to say, surprisingly, they don't know much about rock and roll either.
Yeah, that happens. That happens sometimes. This is a good learning experience.
That's right.
Kayla, tell us a little bit about your character, Katie, and what you've learned. Tell us what you've learned. I mean, the music, is some of it familiar to you? Is it all kind of new? How do you feel personally about the music in this?
Well, a lot of the music was kind of, I heard it before we started, before the auditions even.
Uh-huh.
And so I heard it before, but it was kind of like, I just kind of like this song, but I don't really know it.
Sure.
But over the time, I've grown to actually really like the songs.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Very good. So Katie is your character. Tell us a little bit about Katie in the show.
Well, she's like quiet and serious, but she's like, she'll speak up if she's like asked, or if there's like a question being asked, like she'll speak up because she's just kind of like that. But she originally played the cello, but when Dewey found out all of the kids played classical music, Katie switched over to bass guitar. So. Okay.
All right. A little similarity in that. Yeah. That's for sure.
One of the interesting things too, is that, and one of the reasons she wanted to apply for or to try out for Katie is actually those are the instruments Kayla actually plays.
Oh, nice.
So it was,
I played quite a few instruments actually.
Right. Yeah, but she connected with that character. So
that's pretty cool.
And I'm happy to say she actually does recognize the rock and roll music. I taught her well.
Good job. Good job, Mom. Yeah. I've been working hard on my kids too. I know how that goes. So that's fun. You mentioned you play a lot of different instruments. What other instruments do you play just outside of the show, obviously?
Well, I play electric guitar, bass guitar, cello, saxophone, and trombone.
Okay. Look at you go. Good for you. Good for you. Holly, tell us a little bit about Miss Mooningham and what she does in the show.
Yeah, so Miss Mooningham is was originally Mr. Mooningham in the movie, but is Zach Mooningham's, who is the lead guitarist in the show's parent.
Okay.
And business, very strict business type. Really doesn't pay attention much to the child, is all about business, kind of stockbroker type. And so really take charge kind of person, and unfortunately just ignores Zach, and Zach wants to be a musician, and basically the parent had no clue.
Okay. All right. So. Very good. Very good. And Jim Dewey's lead character, Jack Black's character in the movie, tell us a little bit about that one.
Well, he's a trickster, you know. He's a really interesting twist I see on con man, where usually a con man's like coming in trying to just get what he wants and then get out before he gets in trouble. But Dewey's an interesting little twist on that, in that he's actually trying to be nice to everybody and make everybody feel good. I mean, when he figures out the kids can play, he says, okay, well, hey, you play an electric guitar, you play guitar, you want to play an electric? All right, just try this riff. Awesome. And Katie, you play the cello, well, just turn it this way, and it's like a bass. And he tries to stick with the kids' interests as he's putting the band together.
Sure.
And then as he's writing the music, he's just kind of riffing, but he takes a moment in that riff to give every kid a moment. I've got a couple who are roadies, so he says, okay, we're going to have some dry ice. Roadies, we'll talk about this later. All right, and our drummer, we're going to have a Hawaii 5-0 drum solo, and Katie, you're going to have the chords here, and Zach, you're going to get a face melter, and all that stuff. And he's actually trying to be a good person, but he's also very selfish.
Yeah.
I really like about his character is through those little moments, he also reaches out to their personalities. So he kind of finds those things that they're missing through their parents and helps them. Yeah. And so that's something you wouldn't expect normally through a con man. So that's a nice touch.
Yeah, well, it's a great show, and it's going to be a lot of fun to see it on the stage. And if you've not seen it before in its stage production, some great music to go along with it, too. So it should be a lot of fun for sure. Anything else we should know about this show from your guys' perspective? What are some of the things that maybe let's start with you, Kayla. What's the most fun about this show for you?
One of the things I think is the most fun is definitely hanging out with all of the kids of the cast.
Okay.
All of the kids of the cast, they're just very nice. And it's like, I think this is the case with most mass productions, or all of them, is that you're always going to find someone there that you like. And usually there's almost always going to be one part of the performance that you really enjoy. And for me, that's a lot of the people.
Okay.
And the music. I really like the music.
Yeah, for sure. How about you, Holly? What's been the most fun for you?
Well, for me, it's always working with my daughter. Well, I sure. did. I said I started a year ago when she was doing Cinderella, and I enjoyed working backstage with her. And I've done several other productions backstage with her, and it's just been a great time. And I never thought she wanted to pull me on stage, but she said that's been a blast. So okay. I enjoy working with her and the other kids. It's great.
Okay, very good. And how about you, Jim? What's been the most fun for you in this production?
Just getting into the energy of the character, because as you said, Jack Black plays him in the film version, and Jack Black's characters are always fun and energetic and just a delight to see. And just trying to get that energy on stage is really just a great experience.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Well, we're certainly looking forward to it. June 23rd and 30th at 2 p.m. performances, and then the 24th, 27th, 28th, 29th. All 7 p.m. performances at the Schwein Community Center for the Performing Arts at the Marshall High School. So come on and get your tickets. $15 for adults, $10 for students. You can get them online through the MASC website, maskmn.org, maskmn.org. Or you can go ahead and find some more information. They've got a Facebook page and email and the whole nine yards. So we would encourage you to be a part of this production and go see it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I think we're going to even have some tickets that we'll be giving away here. Is that right? Is that what I see from Paula over there?
Yep.
Okay, very good. So we'll do that a little bit later on this morning. You'll want to stay tuned for your chance to win tickets to see School of Rock. Anything else we needed to hit on, or we got it all?
I think that sounds good.
All right.
Yep. All Join us for some play, folks.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Be a lot
Thanks
of fun.
For having us.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys coming in. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Yeah, you bet. With us, Jim Radloff playing Dewey, Holly Olson playing Mrs. Mooningham, and Kayla Clemens playing Katie as well, all a part of School of Rock, Andrew Lloyd Webber's School of Rock, based on the Paramount movie, and of course, coming to the Schwein Community Center for the Performing Arts at the Marshall High School, again, the 23rd and 30th. Those will be the two matinee performances at 2 o'clock And then June 24th, 27th, 28th, and 29th, all 7 o'clock performances at the Schwein Community Center for the Performing Arts at the Marshall High School.